This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So the rumor is Trump is going to be indicted tomorrow in New York State. We'll see if that is the case. That's what the former president just put out on Truth Social. Well, at least Truth Social tweeted that out. We shall see. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is a busy, busy Tuesday. Some Republican lawmakers are looking to cut the funding for Ukraine. 855-839-1210 is the number, and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. We got a busy day, of course, as we always do. It seems every day during the show and afternoon drive. Here is John Kirby. He just spoke a short time ago at the White House press briefing. Not really concerned about Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin hanging out together. Cut one.
I'm just wondering what it means to President Biden that Putin calls Xi Jinping a friend.
I don't think we're overly exercised about that comment. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, MJ, where they were talking about a relationship without limits, right? Partnership without limits. So we're not going to get all hot and bothered about the use of friends.
We're not going to get all hot and bothered about this. You know, I mean, come on, like, hot and bothered about this. Maybe a new world order between Russia and China. Hot and bothered. Please. Come on, stop. We've enabled this, of course, with our support of Ukraine. And this is what I talk about, the unintended consequences of things. And it's not just China, it's other countries around the world, too, that will also be emboldened by this relationship with Russia and China. And then the ramifications of that and what that could mean for the next 40 or 50 years. Matt DeSantis, let's get our buddy Victoria Coates on, if we can, tomorrow to chat about that with us, because I really do think it is going to be a global reset, which is something we've talked about a lot on the show, a global reset. And where we are at this moment in time right now certainly seems to me to be something that could be really dangerous for America's national security and America's economic security as well. And with Biden declassifying the COVID origins, it's giving China a pass because he says here, and this is important now, my administration will continue to review all classified information relating to COVID-19's origins, including potential links to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In implementing this legislation, my administration will declassify and share as much of that information as possible, consistent with my constitutional authority to protect against the disclosure of information that would harm national security. All right. We also know, as Catherine Herridge reported from CBS News a couple days ago, U.S. government agencies may have been double billed for projects in Wuhan, China, according to records. My theory, of course, is this entire thing is a cover up to stop gain of function research from being cut off at the sieve. Because the United States government may have actually been made duplicate payments for projects at the WIB. So not only do we pay for it, we overpaid for it. Just like a dope who gets scammed in a game, we paid twice, according to records reviews by CBS News. From Diane Cutler, a former federal investigator with over two decades of experience combating white-collar crime and healthcare fraud, she said, "What I found so far is evidence that points to double billing, Potential theft of government funds. And that's always nice, right? It is concerning, especially since it involves dangerous pathogens and risky research. She found evidence of possible double payments as she investigated U.S. government grants that supported high-risk research in China leading up to the COVID-19 pandemic. She was hired by Republican Senator Roger Marshall, who took her records to United States Agency on International Development and the internal watchdog at USAID, which launched the probe. They viewed over 50,000 documents and said the United States government may have made duplicate payments for possible medical supplies, equipment, travel, and salaries. Sources told CBS News that tens of millions of dollars could be involved. And sources familiar with the grant request did not dispute CBS's news reporting. Did not dispute the reporting from CBS News. A spokesperson for USAID declined to comment. A USAID Inspector General spokesperson declined to comment on the existence of a specific open investigation. The press office for NIH did not respond to CBS News's questions. After our broadcast, Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance, remember this guy? This guy was one of the key guys early on working with Fauci, Asanto Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, to come out and deny that the virus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So keep that in mind. Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance wrote to CBS News to say that allegations in our report about double billing and potential theft of government funds are easily refuted. He said the total amount of the grants we referred to in our reporting were a fraction of the sums cited by our sources, and that the work did not involve dangerous pathogens and risky research. EcoHealth Alliance is one entity that has conducted U.S.-funded coronavirus research in Wuhan, China. The USAID Inspector General's investigation is ongoing. Sources told CBS News the investigation of possible double billing could take at least 6 months to conclude. 6 months. Senator Marshall's calling for a 9/11-style commission. I think there's 1.1 million reasons that American taxpayers should care. You'll have a plane crash. We want to find out why the plane crashes. We go to any lengths to do that. And my hope is we don't have another plane crash for the same reason. While intelligence agencies have not been able to reach a consensus on the origins of the pandemic, the FBI and the Energy Department have found that accidental lab leak is plausible. The Wuhan Institute of Virology conducted viral research in the city where the SARS-CoV-2 virus first emerged. During a recent congressional hearing regarding the origins of COVID, the House voted unanimously on a bill to order the declassification. Well, obviously, that bill, which the president has signed, is meaningless. It's meaningless. It doesn't override the president's ability to keep things classified. It does not override that. That's the key point. It doesn't override it. So the president of the United States of America still has the ability to keep things classified, even though the House and the Senate unanimously, both chambers unanimously voted to declassify the intelligence. Robert Redfield, the former director of the CDC, testified that money from the NIH, the State Department, USAID, and the Defense Department provided funding for high-risk research in Wuhan. Imagine that, huh? Imagine that. I know, it's shocking. And yet there's room for cooperation with China. Here is spokesman John Kirby from the Pentagon from the White House press briefing today. Cut two.
Yeah. And just quickly about the meeting today, the Xi-Putin meeting. In November, when President Biden met with Xi, he said, I want to make sure that every country abides by the international rules of the road. Does he think China is abiding by the international rules of the road?
In some cases, we have significant concerns about China's behavior, particularly their coercive and aggressive behavior, for instance, in the South China Sea and pursuing false maritime claims, concerns about intellectual theft. And some trade practices. And the president's been very open and honest about that. And he was when they met in Bali. But there are other areas where we believe there's room for cooperation with China. And we want to be able to pursue that, too. But in order to do that, Peter, you got to keep those lines of communication open. You got to have that ability to talk, particularly when things are tense like they are right now. And that's what the president wants to get back to.
That's what the president wants to get back to. That's what the president wants to get back to. Do you think that this is possible given everything we just found out? So here's what I think. I think Biden is covering all this up because Joe Biden knows that gain of function research absolutely paid for this pandemic. Fauci and guys like, that loser that we talked about, Peter Daszak from EcoHealth Alliance, and all these guys are so guilty of everything. So my theory is, and it's not a, like a big stretch here, that's the reason why Biden comes out and goes, oh, yeah, we're totally going to declassify stuff. Absolutely. Except for the stuff that might implicate Fauci and gain-of-function research. That stuff, oh, no, that stuff I got to keep, you know, absolutely close to the vest because, you know, clearly that could be bad for everybody. It's such a scam. It really is. It's such a scam that we're in the middle of talking about all this. Meanwhile, Russia and China are hanging out like besties. They're best friends. They are the best of friends, aren't they? They're so cute. They're so cute and cuddly. I mean, Russia and China look so good together, don't they? Like, you look at them and you go, you two have always been married, haven't you? Maybe in a different universe, but you're so cute together. Look at you. Look at you. And at the same time that we're having this conversation about all of this with Russia and China is now building up its power on the world stage, we are doing nothing about it. I don't want World War III. But what do you think needs to occur here if Joe Biden does not speak up? And this is where the Hunter Biden issue comes into play. You cannot have a conversation where you sit here and you say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about Hunter Biden. Because if Hunter Biden made all this money from China, and Joe Biden might be implicated in all of that, and we don't do anything about that, we don't say anything about that, we don't step up, that's a problem. As Jim Garrity pointed out today at National Review, roughly 1 month ago, the Biden administration warned China that shipping lethal support or weapons to Russia would constitute stepping over a red line. A red line. Where have you heard that phrase before? A red line. Crossing a red line is supposed to be the biggest of big deals, a point of no return, a provocation that escalates tension into outright hostility. And yet, week by week, evidence has added up that China has been shipping Russia rifles, drone parts, and perhaps ammunition. As we saw during the Obama administration, red lines are a lot easier to draw than to enforce. On February 19th, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfeld, declared the following, quote, "We have to be clear that if there are any thoughts and efforts by the Chinese and others to provide lethal support to the Russians in their brutal attack against Ukraine, that this is unacceptable. There would be a red line." You know what? Can we stop using this kind of hyperbole if we have zero, and I mean zero intention of backing it up, because all it does is make us look weak. It's like, don't you do that or I'm going to be really, really mad. What are you going to do? Bad things. All right, I'm going to do it. All right, well, don't do it again. Because if you do it again, I'm going to be really, really mad. What are you going to do? Bad, bad things. All right? Well, I just did it. Well, listen, third time's a charm. I'll do bad, bad things to you, so don't do it. See what I mean? It's just you look like a total loser when you do that. And we sound weak right now. Just don't, if you don't really plan to do anything, at least don't stand there and give the whole red line talk. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason for that. Don't stand there and tell everybody, oh, that's a red line. And then they cross it and you go, whoa. I mean, you're lucky you didn't go 5 inches over the red line. There you did. You just did, huh? All right. Well, don't you dare go a foot over the red line or else, look, too late. I guess too late. Look at that, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, this is not going to go over well. Now, this is, as National Review points out, there's no evidence that the UN ambassador was going rogue or getting out over her skis, as Rush used to say. Asked about the ambassador's remarks a few days later, White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre said, quote, "We have been clear with China from the beginning on the consequences and implications of providing this kind of support to Russia. We have been very, very clear about that. I'm just not going to add to any more of that." She's invoking Commissioner Lessard from Police Academy. Very, very clear on that. But there are a few signs that China heeded the warning. The German publication Der Spiegel reported on February 23rd that the Russian military is engaged in negotiations with Chinese drone manufacturer Jian Bingo Intelligent Aviation Technology over the mass production of kamikaze drones for Russia. A week after the UN ambassador's red line warning, CIA Director William J. Burns said in CBS's Face the Nation, "We have begun to collect intelligence suggesting that China is considering the provision of lethal equipment." That's not to suggest that they've made a definitive conclusion about this, that they're actually begun to provide the lethal equipment, but that they are considering it. The administration, you would hope, would have had some serious consequences ready for China if they said they're going to have a red line. See, whenever you come out and you say there's a red line, it turns out badly for innocent people on the ground, for U.S. interests, for geopolitical stability. This is why when Obama gave his famous red line speech, the United States of America lost so much credibility. Just don't say it. If you really do not intend to do anything about it, please don't say it. In an interview with ABC News' David Muir, on February 24th, Biden suggested that China could see a mass exodus of U.S. companies if the Chinese government chose to ship weapons to Russia. Biden said, and here's the quote, "I had a very frank conversation with President Xi this past summer on the issue, and I pointed out to him," the conversation went like this, "I said, Mr. President, this is not a threat, it's just an assertion, a statement. What I think the reality is, you saw what happened when the rest of the world, Europe in particular, saw the brutality of what Putin was doing in Ukraine to the Ukrainians from Russia. And I said, without any government prodding, 600 American corporations left Russia, from McDonald's to Exxon to across the board. And I said, if you were engaged in some kind of brutality by supporting the brutalities going on, I said you may face the same consequence." And then he said, "But I don't anticipate a major initiative on the part of China providing weaponry to Russia. That's an exact quote. He forgot what he was talking about. Shocking. David Muir from ABC News says, "But if they did, would that be crossing a red line for you, Mr. President?" He says it would be the same line everyone else would have crossed. In other words, we post severe sanctions on anyone who has done that. So there'd be serious consequences. Biden says, "I'll let you characterize what they would be. We would respond." But it appears China has been sending weapons and drone parts to Russia all along, according to a political report that deserved a lot more attention than it got. The shipments took place between June and December 2022, according to the data provided by Import Genius, a customs data aggregator. China North Industries Group Corporation Limited, one of the country's largest state-owned defense contractors, sent the rifles in June 2022 to a Russian company called Tekrum that also does business with the Russian state and military. The CQA rifles, modeled off the M16, but tagged as, quote, "civilian hunting rifles," have been reported to be in use by paramilitary police in China and by armed forces from the Philippines to South Sudan and Paraguay. Russian entities also received 12 shipments of drone parts by Chinese companies and over 12 tons of Chinese body armor routed via Turkey in late 2022. The drone parts came from a company called Da Zhang Innovation Science and Technology Company, also known as DJI. In December 2021, the U.S. Treasury Department declared that DJI had, quote, "provided drones to the Xinjiang Public Security Bureau, which are used to surveil Uyghurs in the Xinjiang province." Put the company on a sanction list. They said, "If you're using a surveillance drone to spot and track targets, does that qualify as lethal support or a weapon?" That's why the Russians were harassing and ultimately colliding with our MQ-9 Reaper surveillance drone last week. You see, that surveillance drone and the abilities of that drone gave Ukrainian forces an advantage in spotting, tracking and ultimately targeting Russian forces. By the Russians' own actions, they define a drone as a weapon and a combatant, and thus a legitimate target. But we do not identify U.S.-made or Chinese-made surveillance drones differently. Today, the New York Times, the far right-wing New York Times, actually went a step further, offering more details on DJI's shipments and how the Russians are using them. Yes, how the Russians are using them. Particularly problematic for the United States government is DJI, the maker of hovering quadcopter drones that have become emblematic of a new type of warfare in Ukraine. Sales of its drones to Russia have continued, even though it has said it suspended shipments to both Russia and Ukraine. The company is already the target of United States export controls. So the country's on a blacklist. China is giving them weapons. China is giving them ammunition. We said there's going to be a red line, but we're not doing anything about it. Because once again, we didn't really mean it when we said it. Besides rifles and drones, there's a possibility that China has been sending Russia ammunition. 3 days ago, a long-standing, well-established Japanese news service quoted a U.S. State Department official who said that, quote, rounds of Chinese ammunition have been used in battlefields in Ukraine and suspects they were fired by Russian forces, and that the United States has notified some of its partners about the confirmation. The article didn't specify what kind of ammunition it was and said the United States could not confirm if that ammunition was shipped before the war or during the war. So think about it now. We turn around and we say red line. China ignores that because China knows there'll be no consequences. Red lines are very easy to draw. They're just very hard to enforce. Two members of the Arms Control Association's board of directors wrote in the Washington Post claiming that the effort to remove chemical weapons from Syria, this goes back to Barack Obama's red line, was a success. An impressive technical and political achievement of safety and non-violently disarming one of the world's last holders of nearly universally reviled weapons. Tell that to everyone in Syria who got gassed to death by Assad's forces in the following years, they wrote. Because again, Barack Obama said there would be a red line. If you're going to say there's going to be a red line, then there has to be consequences other than don't say it. You know when you learn this? You learn this as a parent. Because when I tell my children, you will get in trouble if you don't do something, or you do something, I better back it up. Otherwise, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? I'm in trouble. So when I tell my kids, like Reagan, if you get out of your chair and climb over and throw Claire's bagel, you're going to be in trouble. If I don't actually put her in time out, then I'm weak. And she knows I'm weak and she's going to do it again. Everything you need to learn about red lines and drawing them and then making sure there's consequences if somebody crosses it can be learned from parenting a toddler. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, NJDiet.com is where I want you to go. NJDiet.com. If you are looking to lose some weight, and I'm talking about 40 days up to 40 pounds, just say it with me, 40 days up to 40 pounds with spring around the corner, it's time to schedule your contractually guaranteed meeting with NJDiet.com, because if you sign up, it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. The program uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances, which gets your body into the fat-burning zone so you can naturally shed the weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. If you're not sure you can do it alone, NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. And you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. So get guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds without any shots. There's no feeling of hunger, no hormones, no surgery. So what are you waiting for? Schedule your consult now. Locations are close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or worldwide with live online video consultations. So do it today. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or NJDiet.com, and lose the weight for good with NJDiet.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, on this Tuesday, thanks for being here today. 855-839-1210. No, really, red lines, as a parent, you learn this very, very quickly. You cannot tell your children that they will get in trouble and then not back it up. So if you really don't plan on actually disciplining your children, then don't say it. Don't do it. Like, for example, some parents get in trouble for this. They'll say to their kids something like, well, like they'll have a date night planned or something. And they'll say, well, if you get in trouble, if you don't stop doing that, we're not going to go out tonight or something like that. And the kid's like, all right, I don't want you to go out tonight. And the kid starts acting up and the parents leave anyway. And the kid starts thinking to himself, all right, I can manipulate the situation a little bit. This is how the kids think. And it's the same thing, whether the kid's three or the kid is 18. You have to be cognizant of that fact. My daughter, who's three, I mean, Reagan looks at me that way all the time. And every day, we have to remind her that, Reagan, we mean it. There will be consequences if you don't listen. So we actually keep a chair. It's one of those little toddler chairs you have at the table. And there's straps, like a high chair. But it sits on a chair. So it's a booster chair, but with straps on it. And we used to have her sit there every day, and we'd strap her in. She hates it. She likes to roam free. I get it. But we keep the chair at the table. We keep that chair at the table connected to a chair so that we know, she knows that that's her jail. And I tell her every morning, Reagan, if you don't stop, I'm going to put you in your chair. I'm going to put you in that chair. And she knows, and she doesn't like it. But the thing about it is that every now and then she'll give me that look and she'll smile, this devilish little grin at me, like, come on, Dad. Are you really going to do it? Are you really? Happened this morning over breakfast. I was solo dad this morning for breakfast, so I looked at her. She went over and she grabbed Claire's breakfast and threw it across the table, and I said, Reagan, now you're going in your chair. And I picked her up and I grabbed her and I put her in her chair and I buckled her in and pushed the chair away from the table. And she cried, but she knew I was serious. And this is the thing. Chinese dictators, Russian agitators, Syrian madmen, they all need to know if you tell them there's a red line, then there better be consequences. Otherwise, don't say it. If I sat there with my three-year-old toddler and I said to her, Reagan, I'm going to put you in your chair, but I never actually did it. Or I'm going to put you in timeout, Reagan, but I never actually did it. It would be chaos. So then don't use that as a strategy if you actually can't back it up. That's the thing. And that's just good advice, but it's, again, it's the kind of thing that you learn, the kind of thing that you learn from being a parent. But Biden says he's a dad, so he should know this too. Biden's just feckless. We come out and we talk all tough. We never had any intentions of actually enforcing a red line against China. What is the red line? What is that? I mean, it's so silly. It really is. It's so silly that every single person that we talk to, whenever we hear of what these bad agitators are doing that are not in the United States' interest, the red line doesn't have to be World War III. The red line could be, all right, we're not going to buy your crap anymore. But we still will. Joe Biden's made a lot of money off China. The Biden family has made a lot of money off China. They have no intentions, none whatsoever, anytime soon, of turning around and stopping the gravy train. That's just the truth. That's all there is. So I want to see if there's an update. Any updates on the Dolphins at the Jersey Shore right now? Have you guys monitored 6ABC at all?
Let me see. I didn't see an update.
We can also go to their website right now and see what's going on. The latest that I have is 3 minutes ago, ABC News says they have euthanized the dolphins to prevent further suffering. This is a very, very heartbreaking situation. 8 dolphins are now dead after the mass stranding event in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Again, as a kid, I grew up on the Jersey Shore. I've never in my life seen this before, ever. Whales dying and washing up on the coastline, 14 now total. And now today alone, one day, 8 dolphins dead, stranded on a beach. Why would dolphins strand themselves on a beach? Dolphins are incredibly intelligent animals. Why would they do this? Why would a pod of dolphins do this? They weren't trying to get ice cream. They weren't trying to get Chickies and Pete's crab fries. Why would they strand themselves on a beach? The reason why is because they are doing these windmill projects out there, these wind turbine projects, and they are using sonar to figure out where to place the wind turbines. And in the course of doing that, the sonar that they're using is causing the dolphins to go freaking crazy, because that's the effect sonar has on creatures like dolphins, mammals like dolphins and whales. I shared with you that science.org article about this. Sonar causes these animals to go crazy. They think it's a predator, and they will do everything they can to get away from it, even at times crashing into boats, crashing into propellers, or yes, beaching themselves to get away. This never happened before. This never used to happen. In all the years of my life, and I told you, every year when I was a kid, my parents took me to the Jersey Shore for a week, and I go there on the weekends. I would go there after the prom. I am a kid who grew up at the Jersey Shore. I didn't live there, but I grew up visiting the Jersey Shore. So I'm a Shuby or a Benny, depending on which part of the shore you're in. But I'm proud of the fact that we grew up going on the Jersey Shore. I loved it. I love going on the rides. I love walking on the boardwalk. Love going on the rides at Wildwood. Love going down to Cape May. We spent a week in Cape May as a kid. I spent a week in Cape May before I was married. And now I go to the Cape May all the time for the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, which I love. My happy place. But never in my life did I see whales washed up on the beach. I saw hypodermic needles. We had medical waste barges that tipped over one year. I was down there for a week, and there were hypodermic needles and medical waste washing up on the Jersey coastline. And I could not go in the water. And it was bad. It was sad. It was really sad. But never saw dead whales. Never saw dead dolphins. 14 dead whales that we know of to date, humpback whales. We don't know, we can't count the whales that have just dropped to the bottom of the ocean. And today alone, 8 dolphins. The decision was made to euthanize the dolphins to prevent further suffering, as returning them to the ocean would have only prolonged their inevitable death. All 8 dolphins have been taken to the New Jersey State Lab for fish autopsies. We share in the public sorrow for these beautiful animals and hope that these autopsies will help us understand the reason for their stranding. We'll never understand the reason for their stranding, because the truth is that this is being covered up, and you know it and I know it. Chopper 6 was overhead during the effort to save the dolphins. I believe we got a little bit of audio from that, right, Matt?
Yeah.
From earlier in the day today. This is a little bit of what 6ABC observed. Take a listen.
It's now coming in from the Jersey Shore. This is where the Marine Mammal Stranding Center has responded to breached dolphins here on the beach in Sea Isle City. There are at least six dolphins that have breached themselves here on the beach this morning. They are working to keep them hydrated. You can see them taking bucket after bucket of seawater up onto the beach to keep these dolphins. They're alive and they're trying to keep them alive. They'll now move at some point to try to get them, coax them to go back into the water. This comes after other dolphins, some of them who did not survive, have breached along the East Coast in the last few weeks, along with a dozen whale carcasses since December. But again, the scene here now, you can see from time to time, a dolphin there will flap its tail there. They are alive, but they have breached here in Sea Isle City. Of course, they'll work to figure out why this has happened, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
It is just so incredibly heartbreaking right now that we have euthanized these dolphins. It's just it's heartbreaking. This is a real crisis going on at the Jersey Shore right now. You know why it's happening. I know why it's happening. It's because woke environmentalists care more about their wind turbines and their phony green energy nonsense than they do about the actual impacts it's having on the coast, including dead whales and dead dolphins. These people are frauds. These environmentalists are all frauds. And not only did last week two United States Congressmen, Jeff Andrew and Chris Smith, and a ton of local officials, including New Jersey State Senator Mike Testa, come out and say, we need to have a moratorium to see if this will stop whales dying. Since that time, eight dolphins stranded themselves on the beach. Dolphins just don't do that. It's not natural for dolphins to strand themselves on the beach. They do it to escape a predator. And the sonar that's being used to scout the locations for the wind turbines is making the dolphins believe they are being hunted by a predator, and the dolphins are freaking out, just like the whales are freaking out. We are killing these beautiful creatures. And there's a lot of people making a lot of money off this. A whole lot of people invested in these wind turbines. And it's shameful. It really is. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, my friends at Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling do a great job for all of your HVAC needs. And I know now that spring is here and winter is officially over, which is great. Well, guess what? Great time to have that furnace tuned up after all the hard work it did this winter. Why not? Only $49 to take care of it. And Professor Gatsby's is also the company you want to use for your air conditioning tune-up as well. For whatever your needs are, Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling is there for you, just like they are here for me and my family. I trust them. I trust them so much. And that's why I use them every single time. Every time that I need them, I reach out for them. And they come to my house, and you see Matt and Joe are two cousins who created the company, started the company based on the idea of customer service. So please reach out to them today. Go to profgatsby.com. There is a difference. There are 12,000 HVAC contractors out there, and Professor Gatsby's was started on the idea of being honest and having a great relationship with their customers. That's why they'll never tell you you need a new system if you don't. But if you do, they have 0% interest available and all kinds of discounts and rebates as well. So go to profgatsby.com, profgatsby.com, or call them at 856-885-2231, 856-885-2231. Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling, profgatsby.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I got some tweets to read for you. My buddy Santo says, Rich, I spent every entire summer of my life at the Jersey Shore. Once in a while, a sick seal would come up on shore, and that would only be in the winter. Never a whale nor a dolphin. Hell, we have a nasty red tide here in Southwest Florida, and the dolphins aren't dying. Signs of Autumn says, Rich, I just heard you talk about the dolphins. So many are heading to Cape May area. I see them almost every time I'm in Cape May. This is heartbreaking. Green energy plus climate crazies. They do not care about our Earth. If they did, they'd know it starts in the ocean. Karen Del Marmal says, Rich, eight dolphins? This has not happened in my entire lifetime, Rich, and I'll be 69 years old in July. This is a horror. The whales. Tegan Mitchell says, Rich, I'm so heartbroken and frustrated that Governor Phil Murphy pushes for wind turbines on our coast. The people of these towns and counties and all of New Jersey do not want this. King Philip the Unaccountable is such a true name for Phil Murphy. It really is. I mean, it just truly, truly is. And it's just absolutely heartbreaking. John Mazziotti says, Rich, where's PETA? Whales and dolphins are dying and not a peep. Well, that's a good point, John. The truth is they only care about whales and dolphins dying if people were to eat them. Because PETA really is against people eating animals. They don't really care about the ethical treatment of animals. Like, PETA says very little about, like, the bats that are used in experiments. The White Coat Waste Project does. The White Coat Lab Waste Project does. They do a great job of speaking out on that stuff. But PETA is a bunch of lefty crazies. They're really vegans more than anything else at this point, as they are pro-animal. Otherwise, they would be down there. And they'd have hot, naked chicks tying themselves to piers and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like chaining themselves to the piers in the Jersey Shore. They do that stuff. Tying themselves to piers. Beautiful women. Naked women. They do this, like models and stuff do this all the time. Usually it's trees, but this case it could be a pier. To say we're not going to stop until the whales and the dolphins are saved. But I would bet you that most of the people in PETA are probably environmental whack jobs who think that wind turbines are the answer to all of life's problems. So they're not going to say a word about it. So in case you're just joining me, eight dolphins beach themselves on the shores of Strathmere, New Jersey, by Sea Isle City, New Jersey, and they have been euthanized. Eight dolphins, all eight of them, were euthanized as they stranded themselves on the beach Tuesday morning in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. And the Marine Mammal Stranding Center said two of the dolphins died right away. The other six were assisted by a veterinarian after their conditions were rapidly deteriorating. And they said the decision was made to humanely euthanize the dolphins to prevent further suffering, as returning them to the ocean would have only prolonged their inevitable death. It's very, very sad. It really is. But as my buddy Daniel Turner pointed out, Matt, I just sent you a clip of this. Daniel Turner, and thanks to Ellie for sending this my way. Joe Biden today announced a plan to build more offshore wind farms. More offshore wind farms. Matt, do you have that audio by chance?
Ready to go.
Great. This is what Biden said. Take a listen.
Today, we're releasing the first ever United States Ocean Climate Action Plan to harness tremendous power of the ocean to help in our fight against the climate crisis. We know, and you well know, we can reduce emissions by building offshore wind farms, better protect our coastal and fishing communities from worsening storms, changing fisheries, and other impacts on climate change. Today,
that's what's happening. And as Daniel Turner points out, Joe Biden announced a plan to build more offshore wind farms. Meanwhile, Biden ignores the fact that whales keep washing up dead on the coast near wind developments. And I'm just retweeting that with a quote tweet to say, eight dolphins today in New Jersey. And it makes me sad. It really does. It makes me sad because this should not be happening. These are beautiful creatures. And don't give me this crap. You know, they go, well, if you're a conservative, you wouldn't say anything about blah, blah, blah. Don't make up hypothetical scenarios. I hate that. Let's just deal with the situation in hand. If you're somebody on the left and you cannot deal with the fact that whales and dolphins are dying, don't hide your guilt because you support these wind turbines by trying to do a whataboutism. Like, well, you conservatives wouldn't say anything if this was about offshore drilling for oil, blah, blah, blah. They have done offshore oil drilling for 50 years. And we've never had dead whales and dolphins washing up where they've done offshore oil drilling. We have not. But that's a comment I got the other day from somebody on Twitter. I don't write back to these people. I'm at a point now, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm at a point now where I do not want to give these people any attention. I really don't. These trolls, I have no interest in it. My advice to you is, and again, I'm not telling you what to do. You do what you want to do. My advice to you is at this point, don't engage these people anymore. These are people desperate for your retweet. They are desperate for your like. They are desperate for you to engage them. These are people who have no freaking life whatsoever. So again, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm at a point now in my life where I refuse to engage them. So I'm not going to write back something pithy because that's what they want. And then they're going to write me back and back and forth. And back. I got a life. I don't have time for this crap. But I also don't want to give these people any attention. But the person's point was, if you conservatives, if they were dying because of offshore oil exploration, you conservatives wouldn't say a word. Blah, 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 blah. That's a moronic point, number one, because there is no evidence that dead whales and dolphins were happening outside of oil drilling of the Jersey coast or any coast for that matter. And we've been doing that for 50 years. Number two, if you can't deal with the guilt that you feel or the indifference that you feel for dead whales and dolphins, then fine. But don't try to do it by some ridiculous, stupid, false equation where you come out and say, well, you conservatives, blah, 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 blah. This is happening as we speak right now. Not in a hypothetical universe, not in some weird fantasy world where suddenly oil drilling off the coast is now killing whales and dolphins. No, this is the sonar that's being used in the exploration of wind turbines. If you have no problem with whales and dolphins dying, fine. But my bet is you probably do. And you just don't know what to do. You're caught in this weird place of being like, oh, I love whales and dolphins, but I also love wind turbines because climate change and blah, 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 I don't know what to do. And my idiotic lefty brain explodes. I know I'm not supposed to say idiotic, but these people are really idiots. Let's just be honest. I mean, just call it what it is for a moment, please. Can we just do that? And then you don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Dead sea mammals and dead whales and dead dolphins. And like I said, this has never happened before in my life. I'm retweeting Ellie's tweet. Ellie on Twitter just said, sign the petition, protect our coast, New Jersey, save the whales, stop offshore wind. In addition to that, you know, last week I had an interview with my buddy Michael Donahue. Mike is the special counsel to Cape May County for all this wind stuff. And Donahue told me that the loss of tourism revenue that we're looking at the Jersey Shore is in the tune of $900 million. That's a lot of money. And I know that sounds crazy. Why would there be loss of revenue? Well, I'll give you a couple reasons. Number one, you're going to hear these windmills because of the way sound travels over water. So you're going to be on the beach and relaxing, and you're going to hear the whoof, 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 whoosh sound instead of the sound of the waves, which a lot of people love. Also, too, they're ugly. And the Jersey Shore already, I mean, you're just looking at a horizon. You know, versus other shores, you have to look at beautiful mountain ranges and things like that. And you're just flat, obviously. Now you're going to look at hideous windmills that you're going to see from the beach. And then the question is, why would some people want to do that? Why would, you know, if they can go someplace else and not see these things? Because, I mean, they're ugly to look at. They're very ugly to look at. So my buddy Jim from Florida just texted me, said, thinking we echo the Godfather, maybe we put a dolphin's head in Murphy's bed. Well, you know what, Jim? It's not a bad idea, buddy. But I really don't know what it's going to take at this point. I really don't. I just don't know what it's going to take for these people to wake up and understand this. But again, if you're just joining me, 8 dolphins have beached themselves on the shore of New Jersey, South Jersey coast. Never seen this, ever seen this in my life. And they've been euthanized now. So 8 dead dolphins. And again, I've never seen this in my entire life. 14 whales, 8 dead dolphins that we know of. We don't know the others that washed out to sea, dropped to the bottom of the ocean, were eaten by a shark. We have no idea. It's heartbreaking. It really, really is. And at the very time this is happening, King Philip the Unaccountable, the governor of New Jersey, who's from Massachusetts, which makes him a mass hole, doesn't care because he hates New Jersey, because he's not from New Jersey. He doesn't like the Jersey Shore. He vacations in Italy at his big Italian villa. I'm not knocking it. I wish I could do it. Someday I hope to do that. But the point is, he's not a kid who grew up in the Jersey Shore. He's not from Jersey. He hates New Jersey, and he wants to become president. And he doesn't care about dead whales and dolphins because they don't vote. Dead whales do not vote. Dead Democrats vote, but not dead whales. Dead dolphins don't vote. Dead Democrats vote, but not dead dolphins. So he doesn't care about them. He wants to run for president. And he knows that if he runs for president and he goes out to Iowa, he goes out to New Hampshire and South Carolina, and he tells everybody, hey, I got big wind turbines, hundreds of them, green energy, fight climate change, that's what will appease the whack jobs in the environmental left. And he's got to compete with Gavin Newsom, who's doing similar projects. And that's all Phil Murphy cares about. And dead whales and dead dolphins do not vote. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Coming right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.